Well, good morning and welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm so glad that you're here, that you've chosen to start your day here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead today. It's a big deal that you are invested in growing and getting better. So we do these two calls in one, where the first half of the call is, me answering some question, or not me, you answering some question that you've brought up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And the second half of the call is whatever is on my mind. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do in the second half, coming up in about 25 minutes, so that you know and are prepared and ready to go. Because we've been talking about this section from Shift all week, where Gary Keller tells us to become the local market authority. He says that's ultimately where success happens, is when we become the local market authority. That basically, whenever someone has some thoughts around real estate, they filter them through you, what you're sharing, and are curious about, well, what do you think about it? So we want you to become the local market authority. Now, Inspire members, we've been building a playbook for you around this that we'll send to you Saturday. So if you're an Inspire member, we'll take the stuff I've been teaching along with the stuff you've been adding, and we'll send it to you Saturday in the email. Today, we're going to talk about really embedding yourself in the community, being the go-to person in your community that's supporting one another, that's adding value. So we'll hear your thoughts on that at the top of the hour in about 25 minutes. I want to share a couple of quick announcements too. Three things, four things. The first of which is my last day this week, because Terry and I are going to leave tomorrow to celebrate our wedding anniversary. Our wedding anniversary is October 16th, which is 15 years, which is a record for me. 15 years. And so we are sneaking away for a long weekend this weekend. So Anna Krueger is hosting tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. And Matt Cannon is hosting on Friday. Those are both going to be great. So be here. In fact, they'll be better than anything we've done this week. Anna Krueger tomorrow, Matt Cannon on Friday. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two, starting Monday, you'll need a new link to join the Zoom version of the call starting on Monday. So don't go try to get it now, because it won't work now. So Monday morning, you'll go to jamesdshaw.com. You'll click join our free daily call, and it'll take you to the new link. Remember, you have to register with the same email address you use for your Zoom account. So that's Monday morning, jamesdshaw.com. You'll click join our free daily call, and you'll be all set. All right, that's announcement number two. Announcement number three. Today is Wednesday. Do you know what's a great thing to do on a Wednesday? Any guesses? What should we do on a Wednesday, Pat Moyer? I'm wondering out loud. Pat, come off mute and tell me, what would be a good thing to do on a
Wednesday
Wednesday?
webinar.
Thank you, Ronnie. Pat, do you agree?
100%.
Yeah, I think Wednesdays are the best days for a Wednesday webinar. So if you go to jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. I'm talking to Sheena in DC. $100 million in sales she'll do this year. $100 million in sales. They will hit $1 million given back to charitable organizations in DC this year. $1 million they've given back. And she's going to talk about how you can get involved in your community in that way. It's actually right in line with the conversation we're having today on the call. Is it going to be recorded? What's the answer? Yes, it's 2025. It'll be recorded. So you'll want to go to jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. It'll be live at 2 o'clock Eastern. And yes, it will be recorded. That's announcement number three. Announcement number four, October 13th. Starts our first ever Pivot Shift Ahead and Inspire Collective Challenge. We've never done it before, where we've done it in both places, Pivot and Inspire. It's called Pipeline Power Week. It starts October 13. You can register for it at pipelinepowerweek.com. Pipelinepowerweek.com. It's free, minus the Inspire part. So here's how it'll work. We'll do a 20-minute kind of overview of the ideas in the challenge each morning on Pivot, the week of October 13th. Then at noon Eastern, Inspire members will do our full hour every day that week. Noon Eastern, October 13, 14, 15, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I can count. We'll do a full thing all week, Inspire members at noon Eastern for 1 hour, where we'll go and really layer out the concepts we taught that morning in Pivot, and then give you the tools that you need. One of them is 100 different social media posts designed to bring you listing leads. So we have 100 of those posts, so you can pick and choose what you like. And that guide will be available to Inspire members. We have 100 ways to build deeper connection with your VIPs and raving fans. That'll be an Inspire thing. We've got a whole new way to do the tracker and to use Nowhere to double down based on the tracker. It's a lot. That's all Inspire member exclusive stuff. That'll all be on the noon call, but everyone gets to participate at a high level on the pivot call the week of October 13th. You go to pipelinepowerweek.com if you want to participate in that. All right, those are our announcements. Hey, real quick too, if you go to the Instagram, I posted today, you know this we do this by podcast now. Did you know this, that you can listen to this podcast version? We usually upload it by 10 Eastern. And I want people to know about it. If you'll go to my Instagram, James D. Shaw, and just reshare this little post with the where Mandy Nichols said, it's better than our morning call. Reshare this post on your Instagram with a link to the podcast version. Like, go find the link on Spotify or Apple Podcast and put that link. You would be my best friend. All right, that's enough announcements. Let's go into what you asked about inside of Pivot. Tanisha says, what are some creative marketing strategies for Halloween? It is October 1st, so it's time to think about the Halloween. My house is decorated. I posted a picture of it on Instagram at James D. Shaw. It's all decorated, ready to go. Haunted Mansion theme. Purple up lights on the house. It's a ton of fun. And so then we can think about, now we got 30 days to think about, what are our ways that we're going to have fun with Halloween, with our databases and the people who come to our doors and all those different things. So it'll be fun. How do you say your name? Widlin? How do I pronounce your name correctly, friend?
Sorry, it's Widlin. You said it right.
Yes! Nailed it. Boom, Widlin. All right, tell us, how are we going to market for Halloween? Let's go.
I'm doing some Popeyes. I have some chickens, so I'm going by with some fresh chickens to expireds.
Wait, I'm sorry. Time out. Did you say chickens?
Yes, my chickens have eggs. I have about 40 to 50 eggs that I need to.
So you're going by with eggs, not chickens.
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody hear her that she said she's going by with fresh chickens?
No, yeah, my bad. Fresh chicken eggs.
Okay, all right. Just checking on that. So
yeah.
You've got chickens, you're going to deliver fresh eggs to your neighbors.
Expireds, yeah, okay. To expireds and to neighbors. And I'm also giving them a tea bag on pumpkin spice that says, let's fall into a new plan together.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm the late local neighborhood egg expert. So.
Your neighborhood egg expert.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. Where do you live?
Decula, Georgia, Gwinnett
Georgia.
County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Figure somewhere where you can have chickens.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. That's not how I thought we were going to start the call this morning, y'all. But this is a good start. Thank you, Widlin. Share again, please. Tiffany Taylor, good morning in Indianapolis.
Good morning. I thought I was going to be able to get a chicken. I'm so sad now.
I was ready. I was like, where's my chicken?
Oh, my gosh. So I just do simple stuff. My town does a trunk or treat. I register my business as one of the trunks, and I do a guess how many on the table. So as the kids are grabbing candy, I have mom and dad do a guess how many with candy corn or jelly beans or something like that. And as they're filling out their form, I'm asking them, do you guys live locally? Oh, how long have you been in the area? Have you thought about what to do with the equity in your home? So I use it as an opportunity to get leads for our trunk or treat.
Really smart. You're great at this stuff. Tiffany Taylor is going to be a future Wednesday webinar guest coming up soon. We've got a special session coming with her about how she's doing all in on her database with DTD2 and then low cost events. And she's doubled her business this year. It's really good. So Tiffany, thank you for that. And we'll look forward to our Wednesday webinar together.
Thank you.
Barb, do they have the Halloween in Canada? Is this a thing that we do in Canada, the Halloween?
Yeah, but sometimes it's wrap your kids.
Is it snow?
No, snow suits. My son's first Christmas, I remember well, he was a pumpkin, but he had his snow suit on underneath. It was hilarious. Because, it can be cold, but then it can also be very nice. I remember when I was young, I used to wear lighter costumes. Anyways, for me, it's all about the kids. So my kids club, I'm preparing all of the bags now to get them ready. I went out and got all the Halloween bags, and it's just a matter of putting it all together. And then I drive around and drop them off. The kids just love it when I show up. They're usually running to the door, Barb, Barb. And the really cool thing is some of my parents will send me back a video of the kids going into the bag and kind of digging in and thanking me, which just kind of fills the heart. So it stayed in touch with them that way, because I've had them say, hey, use Barb. She's great. She dotes on my kids all the time. So I'm like, okay.
How wonderful. Barb, thank you for that. Your kids club is a big hit.
Yes.
I appreciate you very much. Kira Ford, good morning in Dallas. What are you doing for the Halloween? Something creative and fancy, because that's what you are.
It actually won't be that fancy. So I'm going to be doing a pop by to my VIPs, and it's just like you've been booed, and just drop off like a bag of candy, so that, because bag of candy is expensive nowadays.
It is.
But,
it is.
Doing that to the people who have sent me referrals and things to that extent, and just saying you've been booed, and kind of making it fun. Like, I'm here to cheer you on and not boo you. Kind of vibes.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. That's smart. What kind of candy goes in the bag?
Oh, no, I'm buying the candy bags to drop
off. Oh, you're buying the bags, not putting the candies in the... I got you. Let me drop that down. Okay, buy the bags. You've been booed. Okay, got it. Thank you. Ellie McIntyre, good morning. I feel like you've got something special.
Oh, I love this month. In fact, I'm not a Halloween fan, though. You've been booed and you've been boozed. We have envelopes ready to go out. We just provide the game for them. So we just send them two pieces of paper and they can do it in their own communities. So if they have kids in the household, they get booed. If it's just adults, it's boozed. And of course, it encourages them to put the gift bags together. There's too many people to run out. Best event is I go around my little town and I find the houses that have been decorated and I put together a map. It's super easy. We just use the MLS, put the address in and create a map. And we make sure that we get that to everybody that wants it, make it into a PDF. We put it into a landing page in command and just basically have a link to it. And we market that out there. And then, of course, our big one is our trick or treat, which is where we have a downtown and we encourage everybody to, it's a fundraiser for either the children's home or the men's shelter. To participate, you have to register, aka give me all your information, and then they have to bring either a small denomination gift card or a pair of socks. The kids get to walk up and down. I've convinced all of the business owners to provide all the candy. And we also make that into a VIP opportunity as well. So anybody that is an Epic VIP, it's either bought, sold, or referred to us, they get to go to a special tent. So everybody's like, how do I get to be part of that? So it's a really good way to kind of show people what we do for our clients in the community.
That's fun. I like it. Ellie, we probably should do a blessing basket call next week, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. We just did ours on yesterday.
On early birds?
Early birds, yeah.
Yeah, so let's do a pivot one maybe next week to get people into the momentum on that one, too. I'll text you.
Okay.
Thanks, Ellie. Great share. Janine, you've got something, too. What are we doing for the Halloween to have some fun? It's this month, by the way. It's October 1st, so it's coming up this month. And just have a little bit of fun with it with our databases in our neighborhood.
Thank you for calling on me. I also do the trunk and treat in town, very similar to one of the other members that just spoke. But I collab with a local farmer. I live in Colts Neck, New Jersey, and there's a lot of farms. And he has all these beautiful gourds and small pumpkins. And so he's going to donate 100 of those to me. And we're going to co-market my farming area. So I'm going to go into Canva and I'm going to create a cute little card that says the market can be spooky, but it doesn't have to be, yada, yada. And so I'll go to approximately 100 homes and I will door knock on each house and give this little gift that'll have my logo, my information, and the information of this farm.
That is so cool. I love that. How fun. Janine, I've been to Colts Neck, New Jersey, by the way.
Oh!
Been there. My wife's aunt and uncle live in Colts Neck, New Jersey. When I did the bold for in Monmouth County, I stayed with them. It's what a lovely little town you've got right there.
Oh, thank you. I think so.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Thank you. Appreciate you. Aaron Nelson. Oh, I know Aaron Nelson has an idea for the Halloween. Good morning.
Good morning. So this year I have decided that I am going to use every door direct mail and mail to the entire, like, roughly 5,000 people in our little town and do a giveaway for Halloween candy of like 1,000 pieces, the big bags from Sam's, like, let me give you your Halloween candy to pass out. And then our town typically has like a little thing downtown, like the one little street, where they do kind of like a trunk or treat, whatever, like you can set up tables. And so I'm looking at getting like branded plastic Halloween candy bags for the kids to like put their candy in.
That's great. These are all great ideas. I love them. Aaron Nelson, smart. Jim Harvey, what about you? Good morning.
Good morning, James. So for the first time this year, I've ordered full-size Hershey bars, custom wrap with a QR code on the back, and we're going to be raffling off a 5-pound Hershey bar to the lucky winner. So
I like it. You know, I believe if you can pull it off based on your neighborhood and the number of trick-or-treaters you have, full-size is the way to go. Full-size. That's, I've been a full-size supporter for 5+ years on this call. Now, some of you get a couple thousand trick-or-treaters. Full size doesn't work. My neighborhood has 60 houses in it. Full size works. Jim, I love the full size and then the 5-pounder to auction off. That is great. Bree says, way to level up. That's good. Jim, thank you. Then you can put on it, Happy Halloween from your neighborhood realtor. He's so good at scary. Put that on there. Got that from Stacy Grove. Melissa Martin, you've got some ideas around this. What you got?
Good morning. So we love this time of year. It's the kickoff for all of our big giveaways that we do in the community. Some of you have heard our holiday light fight event. And
we did a Wednesday webinar on that, just sidebar. We did a Wednesday webinar on Melissa's holiday light fight. It's pretty cool.
So Halloween is actually our kickoff for that. So we have a branded car. It's a little Mini Cooper. And we participate in 2 neighborhood parades where we farm. And if you watch any of our social media, my director of operations, who's also my daughter, dresses up like the Grinch and does an impeccable job. This year, she's going to dress up like Buddy the Elf, and our new assistant is going to dress up like the Grinch, and we're going to throw candy from the car, and they are going to walk around and hand out information about our holiday light fight and also about our community food drop that we're doing.
That's really good. If you want to see Melissa's Wednesday webinar, go to jamesdshaw.com. Click Wednesday webinars and you can find it right there. It's good. Vicki DeLuca.
Good morning. I am doing my door knocking and I'm going to be doing 2 different things. I'm buying little mini pumpkins for a farm area as well as my neighborhood. I'm going to be doing the reverse trick or treat. So different taglines for each one, but I'm going to have the no tricks, just treats. I'm here for all your real estate needs. And just, you know, making conversations happen. And when Halloween comes, I'm going to be putting out a big table like I do. I'm going to dress up and, you know, whatever crazy outfit. And then I'm going to do like everyone says, you know, have people guess the, you know, jelly beans, candy corns, which I know those are your favorite, James.
Hands down, they're disgusting.
And just have people, you know, guess and then give a raffle. And again, conversations. So.
Sounds great. See, Vicki understands how we do it here in Florida. In Florida, we set up in the driveway with a table for the trick-or-treaters. I don't know if you do that everywhere else across the country. Growing up in Indiana, that did not happen. We had to go ring on the doorbell. But here in Florida, Vicki, we set up a table out in the driveway. It's a big community event. And so I love that you're doing that. Candy corn is disgusting, by the way, and should be against the law. Oh, by the way, October 31st, which is the actual day that we're going to celebrate Halloween this year. It's a Friday. We are having a costume contest here inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind call. So come ready to go. Costume contest, October 31st on Halloween. That's what we have found is Halloween is the best day to have a Halloween costume contest. So we're going to do that October 31st. There are no prizes, but I have my costume. I'm ready to go. So be ready. Rhett Campbell, we got time for a few more. We're answering Tanisha's question inside of Pivot Shift Ahead about what are some creative marketing strategies for Halloween. What you got, Rhett Campbell? Good morning.
Okay, so I think most people know I'm pretty big on the community events in 2 different subdivisions. One's got about 180 houses, the other one has about 550. And every year on Halloween, which we do Easter, we do the community cookout, we do a fall festival, and the Halloween event, and then there's a few other smaller ones that we fill in with. But particularly on Halloween, this is becoming a big passion of ours, me and my family both. We always have a theme each year. We usually do some type of novelty item, like when we did Gru and the Minions, we gave away bananas with the candies. That was amazing. I wish I could tell y'all about that. We had so much fun with the kids. This year, we have decided to do Alice in Wonderland. So my wife is going to be Alice. I'm going to be the White Rabbit. Our son has decided to jump ship this year and go trick-or-treating with some of his buddies over in another subdivision, which is fine. So, of course, we're going to incorporate the dogs. We do that every year. So this year, our two French bulldogs will be Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And our English bulldog will be the Queen of Hearts, of course. And what we do, I post on both community Facebook pages of the events that are coming up. I'm the chairman of the events committee here in the subdivision that we currently live in. And then another thing that we do, when we give out candy, I usually pay my mom to do this. I pay her very well. Me and my mom are really close. I had custom stickers made right here, and you probably can't see those, but it's kind of got the Tennessee logo, Rhett Campbell. It's got Realtor on it and my phone number on it. And I pay it. She puts these stickers on every piece, or just about every piece of candy that we give out. And that's in the bags that of all the candy that we give the children. Now, to make it even easier for us, at one subdivision, I'm trying to incorporate another one. We have a fire truck parade. So the fire truck comes out, begins the parade, and everybody starts in one central location. So we do like James, and we set up a table, and we have everything there, whether it's fresh popcorn or cotton candy, and the candy, we give all that to them in one central location. And within about 30 minutes, we're done. We pass it off to everybody, and we can go to the second subdivision. So hopefully I shared some ideas that help, James. We have an absolute ball with it. It's so much fun.
Well, that sounds great. And I've been to your town. That's probably a super fun town to have a thing like Halloween in. It's just a great space. So, Rhett, thank you. All right, Carrie Dobo, you're probably our last one. So sorry, Erica and Raquel, put it in the chat. We're running up against the clock. Carrie Dobo, what you got for some Halloween?
Yeah, I guess I spitballed this with Leah on Monday really fast. It came out of nowhere, but across the street from my house is a park. And I think I'm going to do a BYOP, bring your own pumpkin paint event instead of carving, and just have all my neighborhood come. I'll provide the paint. They bring their pumpkin. Kids can paint. Adults can paint. Whoever can paint their own pumpkins. But I'm organizing it. And I'm in a new neighborhood of 67 where we used to come trick or treat before we lived here. So that's how I'm trying to tap in to this neighborhood.
That'll be fun. That's a fun event. You know, I would encourage you to just, this is the time, right? We get into the three P's of the fourth quarter, and today is the first day of the fourth quarter. Pumpkins, pies, and pictures, right? This is what we do. Pumpkins, pies, and pictures. Pumpkins in October, pies in November, family photos, photos with Santa, whatever in December. This is the time of year for that stuff. Do you know, we have so many resources available to you with ideas at jamesdshaw.com. If you click on that agent interview section, you can search all of our Wednesday webinars that we've ever done and just type in keywords. Try one or two words, Halloween, pumpkin, whatever. You know, just type in different things and see what comes up. And there's a ton of ideas. And then usually if you're an Inspire member, there is a corresponding playbook with the idea or a checklist or something that goes with it. We've got the pie playbook in there. We've got so many different things. So if you're looking for an idea, you want to connect, you want to make it easy, we likely have a Wednesday webinar on it. And then if you're an Inspire member, we likely have a corresponding playbook or checklist to go with it. Not on all of them, but on many of them we do. So we encourage you to go in there and look. It is 7:58. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. And thank you so much for choosing to be here this morning inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. If you're watching it now in the Facebook group or watching on YouTube, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are really having a great call. We talked about some ideas around Halloween and how to connect with your database around that. So if that's something you're into, go find the recorded version or the podcast version, wherever you find your podcasts. And you can listen to the ideas that we shared this morning. They were really pretty good. Today, we're continuing our series that we've done all week on becoming the local market authority. It's from page 183 of the Shift book by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan and Dave Jenks. And they talk about being the local market authority. In other words, that anyone in your database or in your area, when they hear something about the real estate market, they filter it through you. You become their resource. You become the expert. And so we've been talking about how to do that. And on Monday, we talked about understanding the numbers and using those to tell a story. Yesterday, we talked about how to share that story in multiple different ways through multiple different channels. And today we're going to talk about how you can become the go-to resource in your community. And if you missed any of the first two calls, no worries. You can go find them on my YouTube channel or wherever you listen to your podcast. Go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever. Search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind and you'll be good to go. So we'll do that in just a second. But first, a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. We got three of them today. Erica, Edwina, and Eva. Go ahead, Erica.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. First, after 6 years of working with a client to sell their property, 3 board rejections and a lawsuit with the co-op, we are officially going to contract again for the fourth time. And yeah, my seller is super grateful and actually has sent me referrals along the way. So we've closed on other properties. And I had an open house last night. We had 10 folks show up and who have offers coming in.
Very good. I love that. Woo, sounds fun. Edwina, good morning.
Good morning. So this is the start of my birthday month. So the start of my sassy 70s. So it will be awesome. And I have my income this year so far has exceeded last year. So I'm super thrilled with that. And the rest of the year has things in the pipeline. So building, continuing to build that up, and the challenge will be great for that.
We're proud of you. Happy birthday. No chance you're going to be 70. And congratulations on all the success. It's good stuff. I love having you as
Thank
part
you.
Of this space.
Yeah. And one thing that, you know, if everyone knows, the last couple of years have been challenging. The refinance on my house was accomplished on Monday, and it is now officially all mine.
Oh, happy day. Congratulations on that.
Thank
that is
you.
Great. Eva Gonzalez, you get the last one. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations, Edwina. So I'm very excited. I am a co-author on a book that's coming out today, and it's called Give Me a Boost, and it's how community boosts you. And I actually mentioned under the community part, my business community's pivot being one of them. So you're on the book, your name and everything. So super
cool.
Excited about that. Thank you guys all for the support and for the prayers. I'm feeling much better from my foot surgery. So I just wanted to share that. And I will be sharing the link for whoever wants it. I will probably put it on my Facebook or something. So unless I can
put
it.
Yeah, we would love it. Put the link for the book in the chat too, so the people on Zoom have a chance to be able to get it.
Okay, thank you.
That's awesome. Congratulations to you, and I'm glad you're feeling better. You're getting around and you can kick your husband again, which is good. Thank you for being here, everybody. A couple of announcements as we get started today. Just real quick, a handful of announcements. Today is Wednesday. We have found Wednesday is the best day for a Wednesday webinar. So today at 2 o'clock Eastern time, we're doing a webinar with Sheena on how she's in D.C., $100 million in sales volume this year, and they'll hit $1 million given back to charity in their community. And it's a model, though, that anyone can follow. You don't need $100 million in business to be able to do this model. And it's a great way to get engaged in the community, which goes in line with what we're talking about today. So if you want to see it, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. It's that simple. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. You can register and watch it live at 2, or it will get emailed to you at the end. So I hope you'll do that. Number two, we have a new link on Monday. So if you're joining live on Pivot on the Zoom, you'll need to re-register starting Monday, not today, starting Monday, jamesdshaw.com, click join our free daily call. And that's how you'll get your updated link for the Zoom, and that'll work for the rest of the year. And then finally, we're doing something we've never done before. It's a challenge that's open to everybody. Normally our challenges are Inspire only. This time we're doing a Pivot and Inspire challenge. It's called Pipeline Power Week. Pipeline Power Week starts October 13th. And you can sign up for it. It's free at pipelinepowerweek.com. And we'll meet every morning that week at 8 o'clock Eastern here in Pivot to give you an overview of the challenge. Then Inspire members will meet in the afternoon, noon Eastern every day that week, to go a lot deeper. And Inspire members will get a bunch of different tools and playbooks and checklists and spreadsheets and just different masterminding and conversation as part of your Inspire membership. But everyone will get the overview each morning at 8 o'clock Eastern. So go to pipelinepowerweek.com to sign up. We'd love to see you there. I'll put the links in the chat too as we get going this morning. All right, so let's get after this idea of being the local market authority. And again, we said know the numbers and share them, find ways to share them in multiple places, and next is to become the go-to resource. In other words, the one that people in your neighborhood go to for answers. The one that when someone shouts out, you know, who's the real estate agent to use here? Your name is the one that pops up. And the question is, how do you do it? Well, we talked about, you know, posting market updates and stats. But are you doing maybe a quarterly market workshop where you jump on Zoom for a half an hour once a quarter, invite the whole neighborhood and anybody who wants to come? You could do it in person too, either way. And anybody who wants to come that's super interested can come. And maybe you have that at a local business if you're doing it in person to support them. And once a quarter, you give an overview on what's going on in the real estate market. Business owners would come. You could get the leadership in your community to come, and neighbors could come, and you become the local market authority. Think about how you can partner with local businesses and different groups to be able to share those updates. Do an Ask Me Anything. Do you ever do these? When I do them on my socials, I'll do them on my Instagram, like if I have a flight delay or something, I'll do them in the Pivot Facebook group. Man, those questions come flying in of fun stuff. Go and do that as well. Or think about how you can build a local resource hub, like if you're doing blog posts and things like that. And then the other part would be then supporting the community. See, every time you ask for something, you should also give something. So how are you going to support your community in some way? That's what I want to talk about today, is what are the ways that you are A, giving back to the community by providing information and resources about the real estate market, and then B, supporting the community. There's a really great Wednesday webinar we did a while back on an agent who has a flyer, 17 businesses, I think it is, that support one another. And this flyer sits in each of these 17 businesses, and he's one of them. And he produces the flyer and promotes and shares it. It's a way to give back to the community. So I want you to think about not just supporting the businesses and posting them on the socials, but how can you become a real estate expert in the community as well? Let's talk about it. Sheena Patterson, good morning to you.
Good morning, James. Good morning. So one thing that I did, James, it's funny that you say that, is I did a Zoom where it's called Real Estate Q&A, where they can ask me anything about real estate. And then we also did a raffle, and I had my title company sponsor that. I will now tie into connecting with businesses since you brought that up. So thank you for that.
Tell me about the event itself and what it looks like and what you cover in it.
Okay, so it's basically asking me any questions with real estate for 30 minutes. I made it that small because, you know, you can't catch people's attention for a long time. So I had a flyer that I created on Canva, and it said, and I also put it in my newsletter that I sent out to my database to also let them know. I included the flyer there, and I told them to join me on Zoom. And for 30 minutes, any questions that they have, and then it's something that I would do every week. So then say they didn't get their question in because it's only 30 minutes, or we had to go a little over, then, you know, they'll be able to get an answer.
Did you have people like show up and actually ask questions on this?
Yes.
See, this is the thing where I would sit, my thought would be, I wonder if people would want to come to that. Truth is, they do. And it doesn't really matter if there's one person sitting on the Zoom or if there's 50 people sitting on the Zoom. The fact that you're there and you become the local market authority is really good. Sheena, thank you. Appreciate that. Tulio, good morning.
Good morning, James. I'm a big believer of homes under management. That's what we call it, really. And it's with every past client, letting them know that we're always thinking about them and thinking about their home. And thinking about how to protect their home. And I don't mean property management. I just mean, you know, reminding them about things to take care of. In colder states like in Colorado, there's winterization things that have to take place around this time. And we have a lot of vendor partners as well that we refer to, and they offer discounts to our clients. So like things as simple as winterizing your sprinkler system. It's a $35 thing, but if you don't do it, it could be a $350 repair in the spring. Furnace servicing, it's $150, but a furnace is $7,000.
Yeah.
So we do these little reminders. And around this time of year, we make it kind of fun, like avoid scary surprises, prevent monstrous water bills, don't get spooked by costly repairs, things like that. And even I have a fun one because y'all know I'm the say no to crack guy, even caulking the cracks in your driveway. Water gets down into those, it freezes and it expands. Driveways are $10,000 to $14,000. Caulking the cracks in your driveway, $6 tube of concrete caulk. And I actually show people how myself or my son do it each year, you know, and teach people how to avoid costly expenses throughout the year. That's one thing that we do.
Is this an email you send out? Is it a workshop you host? Like, how do people get this information from you?
We do emails. We send out a postcard with a QR code to our vendor with the discount. And I make YouTube videos.
It's really smart. Tulio, thank you. I love what we're hearing this morning. And I know many of you have ideas. So Raquel, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. The one thing that I've been implementing since the first of the year, the weekly newsletter, like we learned from Mary Cheatham King. And in there, I'm giving market updates, But also the what Tulia just got through saying, like giving tips on how to maintain their home and how to improve the value of their home or keep the value of their home. And then as far as giving back to the community, my family and I, some of you know, my family and I created a nonprofit to provide scholarships for kids from first to 12th grade to participate in extracurricular activities. And as of this year we were able to provide 73 scholarships. Those are $250 scholarships and five scholarships for college. It's the first time we do college and we are super excited. We're now at a little over $89,000 that we have given back wow. to the community.
Wow.
And I have parents just tell me, thank you so much. This has helped my son or my daughter with doing this, with doing that. Kids going to state competitions in chess. It's just really exciting, and that's a way to, I tell other business owners in hopes that, and everybody that listens here, I hope that it inspires you to do something, something to give back to the community, because started the first year in 2017 with just me writing a check for the first eight scholarships. And now we are 347 of those plus the five new college scholarships. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm over the moon, as you can tell. Cause it's like every year we keep growing and we keep doing more and more people start finding out about it right here in our community. So I hope that there will be a day where we can approve all of the applications and more kids can do more things because of what we're doing. And it's all tied to my business. Every transaction that I close is a scholarship that I provide. And I tell the clients that you are part of this because of your trust in me, we're now providing a scholarship.
Y'all, we need to do a Wednesday webinar on that. We need to do a Wednesday. Raquel, Vicky's going to reach out to you because we need to do a Wednesday webinar to document this system and document this model and share it with other people who want to do the same thing. You're awesome, Raquel. Awesome. I appreciate you so much. You know that.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Hey, you know Bye-bye. What? Just do me a favor. You email Vicky so that I don't forget. So you just email Vicky and say, James says we're doing a Wednesday webinar on this and she'll get it set up.
Okay. I'll
You're the best, that. Raquel. Appreciate you. Bree, you have to follow that this morning. So you're up next.
So I saw world peace. No, world hunger. No, that is awesome, Raquel. Givers gain, and I love you. What quite impressive. So just something that I've been doing probably for, I guess, 3 years now is I'm a business sponsor for a neighborhood that we don't live in the neighborhood, but we're just like we share the same restaurants and places. So I'm a business sponsor with them where every meeting once a month, they allow for me to come up and just share what's going on with the market. If I can't make the meeting, then they'll just have my slide up. And it allows for me to show up at different events and like their trunk or treat or their different give back events that they have. And I also am able to basically get the addresses. Send out information like CMAs or anything that can be of value to the neighborhood. But that's really been helpful in just being a presence. And yep. They're really good about making sure that, you know, they boost me up as the real estate go-to in the neighborhood.
And that's what we're looking for. That's exactly what we're looking for is you get so ingrained in the community and such a part of it that now others are saying, this is the person you go to. And then you become the person that when you speak about the market or give advice about the market, others are like, yeah, she is the one. So Bree, that's a great share. I love that so much. Erica and Ellie, stand by. I want to get Shannon in because she hasn't spoken yet today. So Shannon, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. Our local community has had a festival since I was a kid. This year was actually the 47th year of this event. And 9 years I got involved. It's a nonprofit, and I got involved with the nonprofit 9 years ago. And one, it's near and dear to my heart. And that's very important, obviously. But secondly, it's kind of turned into this every time we have monthly meetings, I walk in and there's always at least two people that have a question for me about the market, you know, advice about their home. Maybe they're thinking of selling. They have passed my name on to their friends. And, you know, ultimately I have had multiple sales because of this, but it's just, it gives you that good warm heart feeling, I guess, to know that you're giving back to your community. We get about 5,000 people through the gates every year. And that's also, you know, I'm a sponsor as well. So there's some marketing possibilities there as well. But it's just been a really good thing all the way around.
That's great. It's fun to be able to get back and engage in stuff that was important to you. And then to be able to give back in those things must be really cool. Shannon, thank you. Janet, good morning.
Well, gosh, thank you for calling on me so quickly. I have a form that says, I believe, dot, dot, dot. And it has the five organizations that I have supported or done volunteer work with. And it ends with the question, what do you believe? And then I will donate $200 to the charity of your choice. You know, please share with me what is lighting your light. And if you, you know, don't particularly have one here in the area yet, you can pick one of these and we'll donate in your name. I do not have a total of how much I've given. This is a relatively new thing, but it's a nice page to include in the About Me section with my new clients. And then, of course, these are things that I'm doing social media posts for fairly frequently. So people in my community know that I support Sophie Circle Dog Rescue and Halifax Urban Ministries and so on. It really, all of these things help people become part of the community when they're moving here. And when they have lived here, finding out what was important to them, what charities, what causes have been important to them, I think are a great, of course, I'm a high I person, mm-hmm. so I like connecting, but it helps when sharing their story too.
That's good. All right, we got time for one more. It's going to be Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. So a couple of years ago, I started on a Wednesday a post on social media about who's looking for a job or who's hiring. I can't even remember what my wording is, but it posts on Wednesday and I've connected people. I've gotten people jobs, and not because I'm doing anything, only because I am so deep in the community that I know if somebody here is looking for, you know, somebody there, and then I connect them. So they are thinking, when you're deep in the community, they're thinking of you for everything. They're thinking of you for dog walkers, for real estate, for a babysitter, for, you know, a caterer, for anything. So yesterday I had another phone call from a past client, and his granddaughter just graduated college and she doesn't know how to get into sales. And he said, do you think you could have a chat with her for a minute? And then later in the afternoon, he gave me a referral. So it doesn't always have to be screaming real estate. It just has to be genuine and it has to come from your heart. And I think if you love your community, it shows.
And you love yours. We did a Wednesday webinar with Jennifer about how she is showing love for her community through what she's doing on social media. So if you're interested in that, go to jamesdshaw.com and click the Wednesday webinar section and you can search for it. There's lots of ways to give back. And so I hope that this little series has helped you to think about how to become the local market authority. As I shared this morning, Terry and I are going to have a long weekend. We're going to celebrate 15 years. Our anniversary is the 16th of October, but we're going to celebrate it now. It's a record for me, 15 years, and her too. And so we're going to be gone tomorrow and Friday just for a long weekend. So Anna Kruger tomorrow hosting the call, her first time ever hosting the Pivot Shift Ahead call. So that's tomorrow. Matt Cannon on Friday. You do not want to miss those. And then we have a new link on Monday morning when you come back. Thanks for being here. Thanks to everybody who shared. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. We'll see you later. Bye.